You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guests today are here to give us an update from the Juno Nordic Ski Team. Here with me are Coach Mo Michaels. Hi, Mo. Mo's unmuting.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi. And we have student athletes Finn Morley and Serena Kruppi. So, Finn, we'll begin with you. You're a high school student and a member of the Nordic Ski Team. What's your experience been like since you joined?
It's pretty awesome. I joined when I was in sixth grade, and I've stuck with it ever since. It's just it's a cool program. Yeah.
And you enjoy racing, the racing aspect of it?
Yeah, it's super fun. I love racing. It's exciting. People are cheering you on. Yeah, I like racing.
Cool. And Serena, you're a little bit younger. You're part of the middle school team. Did you have any experience with Nordic skiing before you joined?
Well, I've been skiing, I've had a pair of cross-country skis since I was probably about three because my family's very big on skiing, but I haven't really skated with a big group until middle school, which it's really fun to ski with a bunch of friends.
And do you enjoy the racing aspect of it as well?
Yeah, racing's super fun also.
Mo, you're the coach. What's it been like for you working with these young athletes?
My favorite part about coaching is definitely getting to be on the trail and introducing people to the sport, but also just being reminded on a bad weather day how much fun it can be. And it takes being out on the trail with these athletes, having a great time no matter what the weather is, to do that.
Mo, where are you at in the season? Last time we talked, you'd mentioned a few upcoming races and you're getting your teams together. How's all that going and what's coming up for you?
Yeah, so our teams have a pretty long season. Our high schoolers start in November and our middle schoolers started in December. And so we're several months in and we're on the final stretch. So we only have less than a month left to go, and we've actually finished all of our official races for the year. And we just have a couple really great community events coming up.
It looks like the team's annual fundraiser is the next thing up on the calendar, the Juno Community Ski. Are Finn and Serena involved with that?
Yes, both Finn and Serena and all of our middle school and high school athletes participate in our annual fundraiser, which we kick off with a celebration of skiing. Or we don't kick it off, we end it off with a celebration of skiing.
Finn, what does this celebration of skiing mean for you? I know it means an end to the season. How will you wrap it up and get ready to move on to the next thing?
Well, it's kind of like it started off as when Jesse Diggins and Keegan Randall won the gold medal at the Olympics. So it was kind of like a celebration of that. And then it was kind of like we're just celebrating skiing and snow and stuff like that. So, yeah, I don't know. It's a good way to end the season. And, it's like getting everyone together and just skiing a lot of miles, a lot of kilometers. There we go.
Serena, how about you? Are you looking forward to this celebration of skiing, ski for the gold?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I feel like it's going to be super fun. This is the first year that I will be doing it with the Nordic team, like as part of the raising money portion of it. But I'm pretty excited, but also it sometimes makes me a little bit sad because that means I'm saying goodbye to all these friends that I've made along the way until next year when we do it. So yeah, it's sort of mixed emotions, but I'm very excited for it.
And Serena, what have been some of the highlights of the season for you this year?
I don't know. I think just mostly making a ton of new friends that I probably wouldn't have made with all COVID and stuff. It's really just been a good way to get out and see people. Even if we have to wear masks, it's still very social and I like that aspect of it.
And Mo was saying that it makes her appreciate the outdoors a little bit more, even on a bad weather day. Do you feel the same way, Serena?
Yeah, like even if it's raining and not great weather for skiing or whatever, I'm still very happy to be with my friends.
Finn, how about you? I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit more about the fundraising element of the community ski. How does it make money for your team?
So basically we just go around and ask businesses and individuals. This year, not too much like going door to door at all. But we're just asking businesses to help because we need to buy new skis and stuff like that. I think that's what it's for. I'm not too sure. But we just have to go out there in the community and ask the community for support. And yeah, it's good.
Mo, maybe you can clear up some of those details. How does this work for, I understand skiers can be sponsored and you're also accepting donations. How does all that work?
Yeah, we like to do all the fundraising ahead of time so that on the day of the event, we can just be out there and having a great time. So it's sort of a twofold event, and the fundraiser aspect beforehand, as Finn mentioned, the kids are, you know, asking for support for the program, and what that money goes towards is gear, as Finn mentioned, also wax, and also being able to bring guest coaches to town to teach clinics with our athletes, being able to travel in post-COVID world, and being able to just run our ski programs every year as we do. We are able to offer a sliding fee scale, and so some of the fundraising goes towards offering our programs to everybody, no matter their ability to pay. And so it's important that we're able to do it every year, and we're very grateful for the many, many people who make it happen for us.
The competitive element of racing, of being part of a team, how does that work for these skiers, Mo? Are they competing against themselves, each other, other teams?
Yeah, so we're a club team, and so this gives us a lot of flexibility. In a normal year, we try and take our high school team up to race in a race against some of their peers in South Central Alaska or in Whitehorse. We also try and take both our middle school and our high school to the Buckwheat Ski Classic, which happens between Skagway and Whitehorse, usually every winter. This year, we were really creative with our programs because we knew we just wouldn't be able to travel with the current restrictions and just the complication of living during a pandemic. And so what we did is we made sure that all of our races, we could host them locally, and then we would start our athletes in waves. So there was only, you know, 3 to 5 people starting at once, spreading everybody out essentially on the course. So there wasn't any, you know, crowded conditions. We also, on our high school team, we split everybody up into different teams, which we called COVID competition crews. And so based on their results in each race, they would be competing, inter-competing against each other for both an individual standing and for a COVID crew standing. So we, I think that was pretty successful. Finn, maybe you can speak to that. But we wanted to build within our team some competition, even though we couldn't race against people from outside of town.
Finn, what would you add to that?
Yeah, definitely. It was super fun. We all had our team names, and just, I don't know, it's fun to have, like, your little group, and you're like, okay, we're going to do our warm-up. Let's go get our bibs and stuff like that. So that was cool.
And Serena, how about you? What did you think of the way that the races were held?
I think it was actually very easy to have them held that way. It was a little bit stressful because if you came in behind someone, you still wouldn't know if you beat them or lost to them if they were in a wave before you. So that was a little bit stressful and nerve-wracking. But I liked the way they were held. I feel like it was a great way to have it spaced out more. And yeah.
Well, Finn and Serena, I can tell you both love cross-country skiing, and I'm glad you both had a good season this year. And there's one last event. That's the Sunday, February 28th, to close out the season. Mo, do you want to share the details of that?
Yeah, it's actually not our very last event. We have 2 events, so stay tuned. But on this one, we're calling it the Community Ski this year. It's our 4th annual celebration of skiing. We're going to be at the Lower Loop at Eagle Crest this coming Sunday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and it's absolutely free to participate, and we encourage all to come join us. You can be on skate skis, you can be on classic skis. If you're pulling your child in a sled behind you, then you get to count their kilometers as well as your own. And so come join us, log your kilometers, help us ski more kilometers than we've ever skied before in a day. We're trying to reach a goal of over 3,000, and it'll be a really fun time.
All right. Well, thanks all three of you so much for joining us. Have lots of fun this week, this Sunday, February 28th, and then have a great closeout to your season. Thanks for the updates.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.